It's a little after 3:45 p.m. on day 21. That's Friday the 6th of June. I'm about 60, maybe 80k south of Kununurra. I'm also in Western Australia now, so I've actually gained an hour and a half today crossing the border. So in terms of yesterday's time, it's 5:15, so it's been a long day. I left Timber Creek at soon after 1 a.m. this morning. I was, the first couple of hundred kilometres was in Northern Territory, travelling west. I then crossed the border into Western Australia. Went to Kununurra, which is a fairly large regional centre. And then I'm heading south from there. I didn't have any specific target when I started off today. That was a road train. I didn't have any specific target today. I thought I'd be camping by the road, but I've since discovered there's some roadhouse about 15 kilometres further along that may or may not have accommodation. I don't know what it's got actually, but I figured I'll aim for there, which is a little bit further than I was going to go today. And if they don't have accommodation, then I'll just get something to eat and camp on the road. Maybe if they have camping and they've got showers and stuff, I'll camp in their grounds. Weather's been a bit different today. I started out under the usual starlit skies, but it wasn't very long before there were no stars at all and the clouds started to build up. The other thing that was different was it was very warm. It was in the low 20s centigrade, even at 1 a.m. and it never got any colder. So I had to stop shortly after I started and take my jacket off. I was just too hot. And then the weather forecast, which I've heard on the radio station, local radio station, is not that great. I'm in the area called the Kimberley region of Western Australia. It's a fairly mountainous region. And it never rains in June in the Kimberley, but it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow and maybe Sunday, which is not so great, mainly because accompanying that rain is fairly strong southeasterly winds, which, because I'm heading directly south now, means that they're on the nose. And that's certainly the way since I've left Kununurra. They've abated a little bit now, but they were quite strong when I first started going. So that's also making me quite tired. Today's been a bit of a drag, I have to say. I felt tired when I started, and I feel more tired now. Scenery-wise, it's been a reasonably interesting day there. There's always been mountains around, so I've been climbing hills and been good views, mainly low mountain ranges, rocky bluffs, very outbacky country. Saw a dingo again this morning in the early morning light. A lot of tourists on the road. Had to go through a quarantine station when I went into Western Australia. Guy couldn't believe I hardly had any food with me, but after I talked to him a bit, he believed me, I think. I didn't go right into the town of Kununurra. It's a sort of a company-built town in that this area is supplied with water by a huge Argyle Dam. So there's a lot of irrigated cropping around here, and Kununurra is sort of one of those laid-out little towns. I don't really know that much of the history of it, so I shouldn't say too much because I'll probably be wrong. But it does have a very big 24-hour service station / supermarket right next to the highway, which I remember from my last trip. So I just went into there and got some lunch around noon and a few snacks for this afternoon, and that was it. I didn't hang around. last time I came through, you couldn't get a motel room or a cabin in Kununurra for any money. It's close enough to mining areas to be hit by the mining boom, but it's also a very big tourist area, and as I said, it's got a lot of agriculture going for it as well, irrigated crops, melons, things like that. Now I'm having left Kununurra, I'm heading into the Kimberley. As I said, the wind's against me. Fortunately, the road's been reasonably flat so far. However, I know there's some climbing coming in my future. And if the winds are as forecast, and if it rains, I'm probably in for a couple of fairly tough days. My goal will just be to hit my targets, not try and win any time back on the days that I am behind schedule. I think I'll be happy with that. Even given it was a bit adverse today with climbing and the headwind, it's still on my trip computer just ticking over to 315 kilometres, so that's not a bad day's work. And if I can get somewhere to sleep in the next 10 or 15k, then because I was lucky enough to get that extra hour and a half added to my day, I'll still be able to go to bed at a reasonable hour and get going early again in the morning. Oh, the other thing I saw today was I saw a couple, a guy and a girl, with about seven camels, obviously on a long trip across the continent, I would say, walking along the road just outside of Kununurra. Camels didn't like my bike much. Just a couple of them tried to bolt, and the young guy managed to keep him in check. And I apologised as I whizzed past and tried to take a photo on the run. That's it for now. Thank you.